Welcome to today's episode, where we'll dive into the latest in cybersecurity, featuring breaking updates from Google, including a mandatory Pixel phone update, malware-laden Chrome extensions, and Google's newest AI advancements, Project Naptime. Here are the latest tech and cybersecurity updates from Google. Google Security Alerts. Pixel phone update. The U.S. government mandates that all government workers update their Pixel phones by July 4th, due to a significant firmware vulnerability. Chrome extensions with malware. In the past 3 years, approximately 280 million Chrome users installed malware-infected extensions. Google notes that less than 1% of installations contained malware in 2024. Chrome Update and Entrust TLS Certificates. Google has released a new Chrome update addressing high-severity vulnerabilities and plans to block certain Entrust TLS certificates from use due to compliance issues by November 1, 2024. Cybersecurity innovations. Project Naptime. Google's Project Zero introduces Naptime, an AI framework aimed at advancing automated vulnerability research and assessing the offensive security capabilities of large language models. Digital Credential API for ID verification. Google is testing a new digital credential API for secure ID verification on Chrome for Android, enhancing user security. Facial recognition for office security. Google is experimenting with facial recognition systems to improve office security and prevent unauthorized access. High-profile security incidents. Mark Cuban's Gmail hack. Mark Cuban's Gmail account was compromised in a phishing attack that used phone spoofing. TeamViewer breach incident. TeamViewer confirmed a breach by Russian hackers known as Midnight Blizzard, with no evidence of customer data compromise. Ransomware and global activity. Rise in ransomware attacks. Feedburner reports a surge in ransomware activities globally, with 1,420 ransom demands in the first 4 months of 2024. Microsoft under siege, Russian hacking campaign. Microsoft revealed that Russian hackers accessed emails of multiple clients, including U.S. government entities, raising significant cybersecurity concerns. Additional updates. Mac malware via Google Ads. Mac users face risks from info-stealing malware spread through Google Ads. AI skeleton key attack. A new skeleton key attack poses significant risks to personal and financial information, with Microsoft urging companies to take proactive measures. Educational and preventive measures. Google's Cybersecurity Professional Program offers insights into understanding security risks and roles tailored for industry professionals seeking to enhance their knowledge. Stay tuned for more updates and further insights into the evolving world of cybersecurity. Next up in Israel news, a series of significant events and statements have shaped the headlines. 1. Sirens have been activated in southern Israel 69 times in the past day, signaling heightened alert levels in the region. 2. Israel has canceled 20 arrest operations in the West Bank due to prison overcrowding and is considering outsourcing incarcerations to distant countries to manage the situation. 3. A former security chief criticized Israel's occupation policies and expressed concerns over the country's democracy, stating that true democracy cannot thrive as long as the occupation continues. 4. Tensions in Lebanon are escalating, with the USA warning of potential war. Israel and Hezbollah are engaging in daily exchanges of fire, and Israel is creating a security buffer zone within Lebanon. 5. At the Israeli embassy in Serbia, an attacker armed with a crossbow wounded an officer before being shot dead, raising concerns over the security of Israeli embassies abroad. 6. The former security chief also addressed the conflict over Jordan River water rights and disputed misinformation about Gaza's territorial size. 7. Israel is focusing on strategic post-conflict planning to ensure long-term stability and is discussing the potential need for non-conventional capabilities to counter the Iranian nuclear threat. 8. Analysts are questioning whether Israel can reverse the consequences of allowing Hezbollah to attack and what measures will be taken to de-escalate the situation. Stay tuned for more updates as these stories develop. In a major development, Julian Assange, the founder of WikiLeaks, has reached a plea deal with the U.S. Justice Department, agreeing to plead guilty to a single charge under the Espionage Act. This marks a potential end to his long-standing legal saga over the publication of classified documents. Assange has already left the UK and was released from prison. He is reportedly on his way to Saipan before making his final journey back to Australia, concluding a nearly 14-year ordeal involving charges of leaking sensitive US national security information. His parents have expressed profound gratitude and joy as they celebrate his release and the end of this grueling chapter of his life. Under the terms of the plea deal, Assange faces a 62-month sentence, but is likely to be released due to time already served in the UK. Assange's guilty plea and subsequent release carry significant implications for global press freedom. Many are concerned that charging him under the Espionage Act could have a chilling effect on journalists and whistleblowers worldwide. As Assange heads towards freedom, this complex case continues to spark debates on issues such as press protection and national security. His long fight for freedom has been depicted in global protests and various high-profile moments, including his time in the Ecuadorian embassy in London. Stay tuned for more updates on this developing story and its wider impact on press freedom and international law. Thanks for tuning in, everyone. Don't forget to catch our next episode on cybersecurity, coming to you weekly.